Although women and girls suffer the most during crisis and conflict, a senior UN humanitarian official says that marginalized and disempowered, they're unlikely to play any part in rebuilding their communities. Kyung-Wha Kong, the Deputy Emergency Relief Coordinator of the UN's humanitarian agency, OCHA, was speaking at one of a series of lectures at UN headquarters in New York on the role of women in peace and security.
Women and girls continue to be routinely excluded from decision-making processes in humanitarian responses as well as in peace negotiation and peace-building initiatives. And the principles articulated in 1325, in particular, that women and girls are actors and decision-makers and not just victims, have really yet to take firm root in the humanitarian sector, and this must change.
A Security Council resolution adopted in 2000 recognized the disproportionate effect of war on women and girls and called for attention to their special needs. But Marcy Hirsch, a senior advocacy advisor with the Women's Refugee Commission in New York, says that not enough has been done to implement it.
We must do better. The fundamental failure to consider women and girls' needs demonstrates a lack of accountability throughout the system. The UN and every humanitarian organization and agency must make institutional commitments to gender equality, women's participation, and gender-based violence programming. We need senior officials to exercise consistent leadership and humanitarian country teams to monitor and prioritize.
Ms. Hirsch said opportunities for women to lead are necessary to create peaceful, thriving communities.
There must be participation and meaningful engagement of women and girls and the promotion of their equal status in every single emergency. Organizations like the Women's Refugee Commission have exhaustively documented the gaps in aid, and we've developed solid guidelines, tools, and data-driven systems to inform programming that fosters women's protection and empowerment. It's not that we don't know what needs to happen. It's that we need a commitment to actually do it.
Relief workers and officials are looking to the World Humanitarian Summit in Istanbul next May to guarantee that women are an essential part of peacebuilding in the future. Again, Relief Coordinator Kyung-Wha Kong.
Many of us in the humanitarian sector are really aspiring to use this process and the event in Istanbul as a turning point, as a transformative moment when we can change all the rhetorical commitments to gender equality that has been a part of the humanitarian community for years, if not decades, and to really turn that into concrete action.
A global study on progress in implementing the Women, Peace, and Security Agenda is underway and will be published in September. Maria Carlino, United Nations.